Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 10, a very, very important chapter, because we are going to understand the process of mergers and acquisition. This chapter helps you understand the process of mergers and acquisitions, the techniques of evaluation of mergers and acquisition proposals, the methods of financing mergers and acquisition, and closing deal and integrating merger and acquisition. So in short, this chapter is going to be talking on various practical aspects of the merger and acquisition. A merger involves fairly complex legal consideration, and since the process is extremely complex and complicated, companies hire the services of experts, that is investment bankers and other financial intermediaries, to find suitable target companies and assist in the process of negotiations. So having understood this, process is a complex, and investment bankers and other financial intermediaries help to identify and negotiate. We find two phases of mergers and acquisitions. The process of merger and acquisition can be broadly divided into two phases. The first one is the planning phase. The second one is the implementation phase. The planning phase involves the development of business and the acquisition plan, whereas the implementation phase involves searching the target, screening the target, contacting the target, doing negotiation, and finally integration and evaluation. So this is a two-phase process, and let's understand this two-phase process one by one. In this chapter, we will learn about the planning phase, the implementation phase, the process of merger and acquisition, the negotiated deal, how to develop integrated plan, how to obtain approvals and close the deals, and finally, how to implement the integrations. Let's start with the planning phase. The planning phase deals with evolving an appropriate strategy for mergers and acquisition. It is extremely critical as it puts the entire process on track and ensures that it reaches the intended destination. So, how to develop a business plan? The process of merger is a strategic process as it involves identifying a target that fits into the strategic goals of the company and increases the net cash flows and reduce the risk. To have a clear idea on the merger plans, it is necessary that a company develops a business plan that effectively communicates the vision and mission of the firm and the strategy proposed to achieve the mission. Now, what should a business plan include? A business plan should include various elements such as the industry where a company desires to compete, determining how to compete effectively, undertaking an internal analysis of the company to understand its relative strength and weakness, defining the mission statement of the company, setting objectives intended to be attained, and selecting the objective attainment strategy. How to develop acquisition plan? Once the internal analysis is completed and the company feels that the time is right for a merger and acquisition strategy, it starts preparing the acquisition plan. What does the acquisition plan include? The acquisition plan includes key objectives, resources constraints, appropriate tactics for implementing the proposed transaction, schedule a timetable for completing the process of acquisition. Then comes the implementation phase. It is often observed that companies chat out a great plan, but when the time of implementation is at hand, the company is not able to carry the plan forward. And this may happen because it may not be able to identify the right target. Hence, implementation phase is very critical and should ensure that the company is able to shortlist appropriate targets. Now the search for the companies for acquisition begins. Once the planning phase is completed, the company starts searching for the potential acquisition candidates. The search process involves establishing a primary screening process based on factors such as the industry, the size of transaction, as well as the geographic location. The search strategy includes the use of the database, the law firms, the investment bankers, the brokers, and various other factors which will help them to identify the target, specifically the prospective candidates. This is a step where the actual merger negotiation process starts between the acquirer and the target firm. Now, the process of merger and acquisition. The screening and the prioritized potential companies process starts. The screening process starts with the reduction of initial list of potential candidates identified earlier. The screening may be done on the basis of market segment, product line, firm's profitability, degree of leverage, and the market shares. Now, once you have done the screening, the initiate contact with target company process starts. The acquirer meets the target company and puts the proposal for acquisition. The method of establishing contact with the target may differ from case to case, and whatever suitable and reasonable, that method of establishing contact should be used by the acquiring company. For example, in the case of a small target where the acquirer has no contracts, a letter expressing interest is sent. In the case of a medium and medium-sized company, the target is contracted through an intermediary. In case of a large-sized company, the contact is again through an intermediary to the highest level of management of the target company. So based on the size of the company, type of the company, the initial contact with the target company is established. Now, once the planning phase is completed, the company starts searching for potential acquisition candidates. The search process involves establishing a primary screening process based on the factors such as industry, size of transaction, and the geolocation, which we have already established as for the process we have seen in the previous slides. The search strategy includes the use of database, law firms, investment bankers, brokers, etc. for identifying the prospective candidates. This is a step where the actual merger negotiation process starts between the acquirer and the target firm. Now comes the important step of the price quote. The acquirer should also ensure that the target company is valued so that a price can be quoted while making an offer. The price should not be very conservative, as a target company may show no interest. Likewise, it should not be very aggressive, as the acquirer may be buying trouble in this case. So a very balanced approach should be adopted for the price quote. Now, there are different methods of price quote. The acquirer may use any one of the methods, such as the discounted cash flow method, the comparable companies method, the book value method, or even the market value method. Now comes the confidentiality agreement. Once the target company shows interest in the offer, the acquirer and the target should enter into a confidentiality agreement. Based on the confidentiality agreement, the acquirer seeks historical data and information and collateral information from the target. Similarly, the target seeks information from the acquirer to ascertain whether the latter is capable of raising the finance needed for the transaction. The confidentiality agreement is mutually binding and makes available to the party confidential information that is not available on the public domain. The agreement generally has a reasonable expiry period. Now, what is a letter of intent? The next sequence in the chain of events is to sign a letter of intent. A letter of intent represents a preliminary agreement between the parties to go ahead with the deal. What does a letter of intent include? The letter of intent includes major terms and conditions, responsibilities of both the parties, mode of payment of the fees, expiration date, non-competing clause, amount of purchase consideration to be kept in the escrow account. Failure to adhere to the conditions stated in the letter of intent may create legal liabilities on the defaulting party. So the letter of intent is a very important step which clarifies the next steps that are to be taken. Now, what is a negotiated deal? A number of activities go on simultaneously. It is here that the purchase consideration is determined. The acquirer also undertakes a due diligence process in this step. The process facilitates verification of assets and liabilities, identification and quantification of risk, protection needed against prevailing risk, identifying the synergy, benefits, and the post-acquisition planning. Purchase considerations implies the total purchase consideration. This is the value of cash, stock, new debts, issues, and or non-financial assets taken at current value that would be given to the shareholders of the target company towards settlement of the purchase price. The total enterprise value. What is it? This is a total consideration plus the market value of the target firm's debt assumed by the acquiring company. The value represents approximate value of the investments made by the acquiring firm to purchase the target firm. What is the net purchaser price? This is the total purchaser price plus other assumed liabilities less the proceeds from redundant assets of the target company. This amount may be more or less than the total purchase price. Now, once we understand the negotiated deal, how the deal is structured, so structuring the deal is also a very important aspect of this process. If the due diligence process reveals some information that influences the purchase price, then the same is taken as a starting point of negotiating the deal. Once this is done, the acquirer and the target structure the deal. They construct an appropriate set of compensation, legal, tax, and accounting structure to deal with the issues of the risk and the reward. The structuring process influences issues such as determining ownership, mode of transferring the assets, protecting the interests of the owners, measures of sharing the risk of the transaction, etc., etc. Now comes the time for developing an integration plan. After the due diligence is carried out, the acquirer develops a plan for integration, focusing primarily on the financial angle. This helps the acquirer ascertain the maximum price he can offer to the target company for the deal. The purchase price represents the present value of the target company plus the synergy created by the combination discounted at the acquirer's cost of capital. The acquirer should go ahead with the deal as long as the next present value is greater than or equal to zero. Then comes the stage of obtaining approvals and closing the deal. Once the deal is finalized, the acquirer and the target needs to secure the consent of the shareholders, regulatory authorities, and the third-party consents. All provisions and filings required by the law should be done on the time to avoid the legal hurdles. And once these requirements are fulfilled, a definite purchase and sale agreement needs to be prepared, stating the obligations of both the parties before and after closing the deal. So this is a very, very important step when it is discussed in the context of legal and regulatory requirements. How much should be the length of the document? The length of the document depends on the complexity of the transactions. They can be having purpose of acquisition, the purchase price, the allocation of price, the mode of payment of purchase price, the details of liabilities assumed, representations and warranties, the covenants, undertaking that the target would abide by the warranties and representations, agreement of indemnity for liabilities that may arise due to misrepresentations and breaches for the warranties and the covenants. Now comes the stage of implementing integration. Mergers and acquisitions are initiated with the hope that a combined entity would generate the synergies. To attain the desired synergy, the acquirer evolves a plan for integrating the two entities. The plan is evolved with the sole objective ensuring that the combined entity performs in line with the expectations based on which the deal was executed. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Mergers and acquisition is a strategic business decision. It should be in a planned manner and in a sequential process. Mergers and acquisition process needs to be viewed as a multi-stage process till they obtain the approvals and close the deal. The process of merger and acquisition is very lengthy and time-consuming. It needs to be carried out effectively and efficiently. showing unnecessary haste can prove costly and detrimental to both the companies. Thank you.